greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I just got off the phone with my mother. Wow. You know, being a parent is not the easiest job in the world. And it's difficult when your children are hurting and there's nothing you can do to help them or to ease the pain, so to speak, or make everything okay, especially as adults, young adults. My man child went to Texas, and things don't always work out as planned. And then when you pretty much put all your chips on one number and you lose the gamble, then what do you do? And my man child is realizing that people generally don't care if you're in need, I guess. He's realizing that people are cold and, for the most part, selfish individuals, which, you know, I tend to agree. You know, Christmas time, everybody's giving and everybody's in, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, we give to Christmas and give to people who don't have anything. But then the other 11 months out of the year when people are in need, especially young people that are trying, and then they see no other options. It's very disheartening. And how do you tell a young person, you know, don't give up, and to try and tell them, you know, hard work pays off, because it doesn't in reality. I mean, it really doesn't. It's who you know will get you into the door. It's not what you know. It's not the certificates that you have in the nice frame. You know, it's how do you tell a young person to go out there and apply for a job, and they go through the interview and they say, well, you don't have any experience. How do you get the experience if you're not going to get hired? And he realizes, I just need a job, people. I just need to make ends meet. And, you know, trying to lift him up so that he doesn't fall any further down. That's a hard one to tell him, you know. And you don't want to do it for him because you can't. He has to learn it for himself. And I think of those young people out there that have girlfriends or partners and have children on the way. And I think, how do they do it? And I think, too, in today's society that I can see more and more where multiple generations live together under one roof, because it is so difficult to make it out there on your own. Even the support, you know, when you're out there trying to do the right thing and life just keeps kicking you in the teeth. How do you have faith? How do you keep the faith? How do you keep going? Where do you get recharged? How do you get energized? I see a future trip in my future to Texas once again. I keep thinking it's so much better just to walk around blindly, ignorant, full of bliss. And I look at people and they think, how do you do it with all those expenses and the nice car and the beautiful house? And what happens when the rug pulls out from underneath you? Then what do you do? Poor men, all the pressure they have on them to keep their wife and children afloat. It's got to be very difficult. I feel the pressure. Yeah, no wonder why men die quicker. They don't live as long as women do. Too much stress. If I would have known having children was going to be so much fun, I think I would have rethought the whole thing. So, that's my thoughts for Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. Lenderness, people.